It's Friday, October 8th, 2010, in Oroville, the City of Dawn. The news today includes an interview with Lisbeth on climate change action, and announcements and a look at the weather. Currently, the sky is clear, but the forecast shows a chance of scattered thunderstorms, a temperature high of 32 with a low of 25 degrees Celsius. Well, Sunday is 10-10-10, or more significantly, 350. What's 350? 350 is the safe upper limit for carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. A people-powered movement is now what's needed to get to this number. Listen now to Lisbeth, longtime Oroviliaan, geography teacher in various schools, always in the forefront with inspiring the children to love and nurture the planet as she speaks on this topic.
10-10-10 is the 10th day of the 10th month in the year 2010, and that's coming Sunday. So we have to remember this date, and many people will gather in climate work parties all over the world to demonstrate their determination and give a trumpet call to the government that we're getting to work, and what about you? What are you going to do about it? The more of us that take part, the more unmistakable our message of determination will be to defeat climate change. The year 2010 was the hottest year on record. Climate-linked natural disasters like the floods in Pakistan, Ladakh, China, droughts have claimed thousands of lives, and scientists say that the picture is only getting worse. Our movement must really race ahead and more quickly than the crisis itself and take our politicians with them.
How you're going to mark the significance of all of this here with the children, your students in Oroville?
Well, I'm an environmental teacher in different schools here in Oroville, and we have studied the science of 350, which stands for 350 parts per million. So the science of 350 works like this. The atmosphere can hold safely for us to live safely and for animals and plants, flora and fauna not to become extinct. It can have 350 parts per million in the atmosphere. Well, at the moment it is 392. So we have to get that number down to 350 parts per million CO2 in the atmosphere.
How do you think we can do that?
We can do that by simply, we all can do this by simply switching our lights off, switching our standbys off, be conscious of the petrol we use, maybe have solar vehicles, maybe cycle, walk. Everybody can do his or her part. Be very conscious of what you buy, that you buy sustainable clothing, organic food, and so we can all do our part. And for me, I believe education is very important. These children will inherit the world from us, and they have to deal with a big climate change. We already do. They do understand. They get immediately very enthusiastic. It's, of course, part of the environmental science program. But when a day like this comes up, I take the time and I usually go around to classes and give a little guest lecture, have some pictures, we have some good footage, videos, and we show them, and the kids immediately take to it. And for me, the hopeful thing is that they take it home. They sit with their parents around the table and they talk about this. When I talk to the kids about carbon sequestering in the earth, which means, you know, catching basically the carbon dioxide from factories and then locking it up in the earth, as first of all our carbon we use, all our fossil fuels are, of course, already locked in the earth. The spaces that become free, the carbon dioxide that we can catch, that we can capture, we can again sequester under the soil. And these are very interesting things for the kids. Kids love this science because I think that climate change is, of course, even Oroville has its climate change deniers, but it is now so up in our faces. We see it here in developing countries from so close that there is no denying anymore, and that it is very necessary for us to take action. In Oroville, although sadly enough we don't have a big action going, but a normal cleanup along the roads, which is going on for 5 years, I think, with Patnavanam, along the big roads of Oroville, will go on every Sunday and this Sunday as well. The children will make posters, and the posters will be put up at lunchtime in the solar kitchen on Saturday, so that at least people cannot claim to be ignorant of the fact. So we do hope this will be a global successful action.
World Food Day 2010, an annual event. It's to help raise people's awareness of problems in food supply and distribution. United Against Hunger, that's the theme this year. There's never been so many hungry people in the world. The idea is for many players working together and helping each other to produce more food more sustainably and get it into the mouths of those who need it most. Oroville participates by a Saturday market, Solar Kitchen, 10 a.m. until 2 on the 16th. The market theme will be about feeding the hungry through Anadana, which means giving food to the hungry. Everyone who wants to participate by preparing food to give out during the market period can contact avgreencenter@oroville.org.in. Coffee. Besides being a universally popular beverage, it seems there are other aspects than drinking it. How about this one, using coffee as a paint to create art? How? Well, roasted coffee contains about 14% oil with very strong pigments. Mark, Oroville's coffee maestro, has experimented. He's found at least 3 different coffee hues, light, medium, and dark, so 3 types of coffee ink. A coffee art session is in the works for next week, which include good music and good Indian coffee. Contact coffeeideas@oroville.org.in for further information. Short, simple words to alleviate most problems. Do not judge, do not compare, and do not criticize. It's not your lookout, from the mother. You've been listening to Oroville News with Marlenka on microphone, in studio, Yahalom and Miriam. For any information, questions, comments, contact oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.